My dearly beloved in Christ, I would like this morning on the first Sunday of October, the month dedicated to the Rosary, to speak about the Holy Rosary and the importance of praying our Rosary every day. Now, where did the Rosary come from? We know that the Rosary is composed of 15 decades of Hail Marys. So we begin, of course, each decade with the Our Father, the Lord's Prayer, 10 Hail Marys, and then the Glory be to the Father. So 15 decades, that would be 150 Hail Marys. Of course, there also are the three Hail Marys we pray at the beginning. But this is an imitation, we might say, of the 150 Psalms in the book of Psalms from the Old Testament. And it is said that early Christians, before the time of Saint Dominic, sometimes would make strings of beads and recite Hail Marys in imitation of the monks who would recite the Psalms. Because they didn't know the Psalms, some of them couldn't even read, so they would pray Hail Marys and Our Fathers and would use strings of beads. But the Rosary in the form we have it today comes from Saint Dominic. And he lived in the early 13th century. One of the tasks that he was assigned was to preach to the Albigensian heretics in southern France. And these heretics were particularly obstinate and difficult for him to convert. Despite the fact that he would spend so much time preparing his sermons, he was a very gifted and talented preacher and would explain the truths of the faith so well, despite that, very few were converted. And so Saint Dominic decided to make a retreat, and he fasted and prayed and begged Almighty God to help him understand how he could reach these heretics and change their hearts and their minds. And at the conclusion of this retreat, Our Lady appeared to him and gave him the Rosary in the form we have it today. And she said to Dominic, "Go forth and preach the Rosary. This is the weapon which the Holy Trinity wishes you to use to convert the heretics." So Saint Dominic left aside his brilliant preaching and arguing on the faith, trying to prove the faith, and simply promoted the Rosary, preached the Rosary, taught the people how to pray it, with the result that large numbers of heretics were converted simply through the preaching of the Rosary and praying the Rosary. And ever since then, the Rosary has been the favorite prayer of Catholics because it is composed of the two most perfect prayers, the Our Father, taught us by our Lord himself, and the Hail Mary, which contains the invitation from Almighty God to our Blessed Mother by the angel, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee," inviting her to be the Mother of God. It also has prayers of Elizabeth, "Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb." And it has the last part added by the church, "Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death." So we recite these two prayers, along with the Apostles' Creed at the beginning, and the Glory Be at the end of each decade. And as we pray the prayers, we strive to meditate upon the mysteries of the lives of Jesus and Mary, the joyful mysteries, the sorrowful mysteries, the glorious mysteries. And what a beautiful prayer it is. It is the best prayer that the church offers to the laity. And I say to the laity because, of course, priests pray a prayer we call the Divine Office, which is higher because it is a liturgical prayer. But the Rosary is very powerful, and Almighty God has given to the Rosary in this age a greater efficacy, a greater benefit than it has had previously down through the centuries. So that we find oftentimes those who are given the grace to understand the truth in the age in which we live, to see through the evils of modernism, of Vatican II, the Novus Ordo, and to reject that and return to the faith as it was before Vatican II, those who are given the grace to see this are the very ones who pray the rosary and persevere in praying the rosary. So we need the graces of the rosary in this age. Now, one common complaint is, well, I try to pray the rosary, but I'm so distracted. My mind is constantly wandering. And we all have to fight that. We all have that difficulty of being distracted in our prayers, whether the rosary or other prayers. But that should not be an excuse to give up prayer. Rather, we make the effort to get rid of distractions, to concentrate on our prayers. You might get a booklet that has a little meditation or scripture verses on the different mysteries, and to read them to help keep your mind focused, or look at a picture of the mystery. But do your best to meditate. And of course, when we're going to pray the rosary, we have to shut out all other cares and distractions so that we can concentrate on the rosary. We need to be convinced of the value and the power of the rosary. Every year during October, I like to take out this wonderful little book called The Secret of the Rosary by St. Louis Marie de Montfort. He was a priest in the early 1700s in France, and he traveled around from parish to parish giving missions with marvelous results. But one of the things that he did was to instill in the people the devotion of the rosary. And they continued the rosary after his mission was over. And that's what kept, you might say, the fruit of the mission, the result, to be applied and to be lived, because again, of the people praying the rosary. But one of the things he says in this book tells a story about a Dominican priest named Blessed Alan. And Blessed Alan de la Roche lived in the 1400s in northern France, Brittany. And one day, Blessed Alan was saying Mass, and our Lord spoke to him from the host as he consecrated the host at the consecration. And our Lord said, "Why are you crucifying me?" And he was shocked, because he was living as a good priest, living his faith, living his priesthood, living his religious vows. And he said, "What do you mean, Lord?" And our Lord said, "You know the value of the rosary, but you're not promoting it. And so you're responsible for the sins the people are committing, because they're not praying the rosary, because it's not being taught to them. It's not being promoted. So you're responsible." And needless to say, that got his attention, and he began to promote the rosary zealously. One of the great apostles of the rosary after St. Dominic, Blessed Alan, and then St. Louis Marie de Montfort. But it was to Blessed Alan that Our Lady gave those 15 promises that were printed in last Sunday's bulletin, and we have again on the holy cards in the vestibule. Read them over. Wonderful promises for those who pray the rosary. So make a firm resolve to pray the rosary every day, especially to pray it together as a family. And if that means just two people, husband and wife, then pray the rosary together. Don't just say it separately, that's good, and you can do that as well, but make sure you pray the rosary together every day as a family. Remembering the words of our Lord, "Where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them." So common prayer has even greater value, but to pray it every day. I'll read a short section from Secret of the Rosary, in which St. Louis talks about the importance of striving to pray well, thinking of what we're praying, meditating on the mysteries. "It is not so much the length of a prayer, but the fervor with which it is said, which pleases Almighty God and touches his heart. One single Hail Mary that is said properly is worth more than 150 that are badly said. Most Catholics say the rosary, the whole 15 mysteries, or five of them anyway, or at least a few decades. So why is it that so few of them give up their sins and go forward in the spiritual life? Surely it must be because they are not saying them as they should. It is a good thing to think over how we should pray it if we really want to please God and become more holy. So be resolved to pray the rosary every day without fail and to pray it well. When Our Lady appeared at Fatima, she appeared 6 times to the 3 children, and every single one of those apparitions, she asked for the daily recitation of the rosary. And obviously, not just for the children to pray, but to tell the people to pray the rosary every day. And when the children asked Our Lady her name, she said, well, in October, I will tell you who I am. And the name she chose, of all the different titles of Our Lady, the name she used to identify herself was, she said, I am the Lady of the Rosary. So that shows us her appreciation of the Rosary, her desire that we pray it. And through our praying of the Rosary, she will grant us all the graces we need to persevere and to get to heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost,